looking around in the online space and everyone is doing the same thing, saying the same thing, wearing the same thing, like a whole bucket of how similar can we be or how much can we copy? We have all lost our individuality. When you're building a personal brand, it's so important for you to be different and be unique because those are the things that are going to help you to stand apart from your competition. Hey guys, it is Zaylee. Welcome to another episode of the Brave on Video podcast. Keep in mind, this podcast is a solo podcast today. If you are here, you know that the goal of our podcast is to give you information and strategies so that you are able to get confident on camera, show up more your content as yourself, your authentic, unique self, which is what our episode today is about. I'm sharing something I see with creators everywhere and how I was able to start overcoming this, diluting yourself because you want to fit in or, you know, be mixed into all of the things that are going on. If you look at creators that you really love, there's things about them personally that you love as well as how they're educating you. So in this episode, I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. My goal is to help you to understand this space so that you can be brave on video and you can build a brand and business that you absolutely adore. All right, let's get into it. Hey y'all, I'm getting ready. I'm here with another solo episode of the Brave on Video podcast. I am doing my makeup. If you are watching on YouTube, if you're listening in, so grateful for you to be here with us. And I just want to talk today about how hard it is as a creator to not focus on what everyone else is doing and to focus on what you are specifically placed here to do and how you are here to show up. And in this episode, I'm going to share a little bit about like my journey and how much I kind of dumbed myself down over the years and the era that I'm entering now in my business. And when I say dumbed myself down, guys, well, let's just jump into that. So when I first started in the online business space, or just in the online space, I was so creative, right? I was a blogger. And so I loved that. I loved blogging so much. I was so unique. Even when I look back at my old blogs, unique is something that you would always hear someone describe me as that. I always did my own thing. I didn't give a shit about what anyone else was doing. I never cared about what was trendy. First of all, I was born in Trinidad, if you don't know. It is in the Caribbean. So I feel like I already have a unique identity because of that. Although we are all unique, we'll talk about that in a little bit. And the other thing is that I'm from Brooklyn, New York, right? So I was born in Trinidad and then I spent a bit of my adult. I grew up in Brooklyn, as in I became a woman, honey, in Brooklyn, New York. And so surviving in the streets of New York, now I look back and I'm like, whoa, what the heck? You went through a lot, but we made it. And now I live in Dallas, Texas. And so just that journey in itself, I realized how in so many ways in life and in business, as I grew, I lost how much I shared my authenticity. Everyone else that I saw in my space of online business owners, this is after I did a complete pivot from beauty blogger into straight up online business owner. I felt like I was too much. And I definitely started to mute my love for beauty and fashion and things like that. And I can tell where it was essential in that time, because as a business owner, we're going through different things. We're going through different things in life. I could tell where it was essential for me to dumb my beauty aspect or beauty side down, or my fashion loving side down, because I didn't want it to be a distraction when I was doing that pivot of moving from beauty blogger to straight up online business owner, online coach, online creator kind of thing. I really wanted to be known for what I knew and the value that and the knowledge and experiences that I had picked up along the way. I diluted myself in so many ways, and I'm so grateful that now I am looking around in the online space and everyone is doing the same thing, saying the same thing, wearing the same thing. Like, it is just a whole bucket of how similar can we be or how much can we copy? And I feel like it's also because we're also in a knowledge-based time in humanity where we're all learning things and sharing things. I'm definitely a part of that because I am an online course creator. I do love sharing educational content, knowledge-based content, things from my own experiences and findings. But along with that, we have all lost our individuality. And I feel like, or I know that when you're building a personal brand, it's so important for you to be different and be unique, because those are the things that are going to help you to stand apart from your competition. And I'm not only speaking, you know, like physically, I'm not telling you, you have to shave the sides of your head and wear whatever I'm wearing or do what I'm doing. But I definitely know that in speaking with people, a lot of people will tell me, well, Zaylee, you know, like I saw this aspect of you and then I listened clearly to what you had to say. And even that in itself taught me a lot, because even as I was pivoting, I definitely diluted my fashion sense. I started just wearing just plain clothes, or, you know, like there was a time where I stopped changing up my glasses, and that's such a huge part of my brand and personality. Or I just stopped wearing makeup on the whole. I still am not like fully like in love with like the way that we used to wear loads of makeup and foundation in 2015, 2016. Girl, we were overdoing it. I don't even know how we were out in the sun doing stuff like that. But I also got just completely caught up in only creating educational content. Like I diluted myself so much, but I can see where the aspects and sides of my story, my personality, my journey is what really resonated with people while they were making the decision of should they work with you or not, kind of thing. And I find myself doing the same thing as well, right? I find myself, you know, like making my buying decisions based on how relatable someone else's story is to mine. For example, I have people that have worked with me because they wanted to get confident on camera and they wanted to start doing videos, but they had an accent. And part of my story is that I had an accent as well. I live in the US, but like I mentioned before, I was born in Trinidad and Tobago. And I think it's so important for us to share different elements and aspects of our story and not just be straight up based on things that our ideal customer or client should completely know. And there's a sweet spot, of course, of how you can do that. But I want you to stop diluting yourself completely in the online space. And I want you to stop thinking that you have nothing to share. And, you know, like only thinking that influencers have things to share, or nobody wants to know how I'm doing this or why I'm doing this. That's what content is turning into now in 2024. Content is really more about who you are. Like why you're doing specific things. Why are you making these specific decisions? What is your journey when doing XYZ? Why did this product work for you and this one didn't? We want real data, facts, stories. We want to be involved and immersed in the journey of whatever it is that you're doing, and then be sold to as well. Yes, because it's important that, you know, we also remember that we are business owners. We're not only creators, we're creative educators, creative business owners. It's so important for us to remember that and just not be creating all the time and never selling anything. But you know, that is a whole other episode, honey, that we're not going to get into today. But I was really sitting down thinking about these things and I'm like, I have to share this. And I've been working on what I call the unique method, which is a way that you can have content that you can pick and choose to share on a daily basis or a weekly basis, however often you show up. But it isn't only based on the five things that your ideal customer wants to know, or the five things you should be thinking about when you're buying a house. No, there are other things that you can share along with those things about yourself, your journey, your perspective, the things that you believe in your industry, and all of that jazz. I'm gonna share a free checklist for you of the unique method. It is a four-part method that I've created that makes sure that you're speaking about all of the different elements of yourself along with your business, so that you don't have to second guess what you should be talking about on camera, right? Because that's where half of the battle is. Half of the battle is us wondering, well, what should I be talking about when it comes to, you know, my content? Zaylee, what should I talk about when I show up on camera? No, you should have everything planned and laid out so that you are able to essentially just get on camera and connect and communicate. And I'm going to show you how you're able or where you're able to pull stories from and information from in order to effortlessly do that, because I realize it's a big issue. Okay, so all in all to say, figure out like what is special about you, what is different about you, what are elements that you and your friends love about you, people in person love about you, like ask those people, connect with them, communicate with them. Think about someone that you are working with, someone that is probably your ideal customer or client, and ask them what made them want to work with you. And you want to amplify that or those things into your content. Put it into your content and use those things as pillars to stand out along with your expertise, along with your experiences. It's no longer just about information. It's about us figuring out how to get that information out there, but also how to make that information interesting. You're gonna see this more and more as we grow in the online space, the online marketing space, the content creation space, the creator space. You're gonna see exactly what I'm talking about start happening, because people are going to start rebelling, seeing the same thing over and over from different people. This is a time to start figuring out how you are going to differentiate yourself, your messaging, your marketing, your brand. And I want you to think about this if you are building a powerful personal brand as well. Focus on the future. Don't get too caught up in the present and what's happening. Understand your messaging deeply so that you are able to translate that messaging, you know, for time to come, for years to come. You have to be clear on who you're talking to, what you want to be known for. You have to be clear on the communication and connection that you have with the community that you are building. I want you to start thinking about all these things, because they are going to play a huge part in the way that you show up today. Y'all know I love to say, project who you want to be 5 years from now or 3 years from now, whatever works better for you, and work backwards from that. All right, guys, I hope this was helpful for you. The reason that you're not standing out, because there's not enough of you in what you are doing. And I hope that you allow me to be even more of myself in this season, especially as I craft my offers. I have so much amazingness coming. I'm so excited to share. Also, for the video watchers on YouTube, forgive me. I just did not want to put on my lighting. I just was like, you know what? Let me just film in the beautiful sun today. I appreciate you for watching and being a part of this video. Subscribe if you are not, and I will talk to you soon. Take care.